It's Macy's Labor Day sale, so gear up as summer cools down with 30% off timeless looks from Levi's and specials like 30 to 50% off statement-making shoes for her and 60% off luggage from Samsonite and more. Or use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off more great deals. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Macy's Star Money Bonus Days, going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And, folks, so we're going to play a clip. And then I'm going to, before I do that, I'm going to give you a phone number. This is to thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. The time is coming, and it's coming very quickly, very quickly. When things are going to go south, it could go very, we're going to have a dark winter. And one of the things you're going to need, because it's getting more and more to the point, Big Pharma owns the hospitals. They own most of these MDs out there today. The only ones we have are the frontline doctors, and we have herbalists like Wendy here with natural medicine that actually cures the ailment, that it cures, not treats the symptoms, but cures. God gave it to us. And so here, write this phone number down. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Or if you go up on the website to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, Wendy has some of the best natural medicines you'll find anywhere that actually cure the ailment. Now, we're going to play a clip, Wendy.
Pastor, I was going to say, and I'll bet they're not made in China. Most all our medications are made in China or India, who is siding right now with the Russians. But what is it, 85%, 80% of all our medications come from China? Kind of scary, isn't it?
I think that would have to be what they're talking about, like your painkillers and that, or your antibiotics. I believe it's your antibiotics.
Yeah, antibiotics, yeah. Pain, you know, the blood pressure medicine, everything most people use are made in China.
And that's why we really need... folks, you really need to get stored up with real natural medicines and real and dehydrated food, food that you're going to need, you know, dried food and things like that. You need to stock up on that now. Things could get really tough this winter now. And that's why you need this radio program on the air. I want to thank all the folks that came out to the fair to see me as I worked the booth out there, who listen to me, and they're preparing. They're doing like we told them, because everything we told you in the past has come down. And that's why we're telling you now, you need to get prepared. The enemy is in the White House. The enemy, and we're in a nation divided. And you need to be prepared for what's coming this winter. Now, Wendy, we're going to play a clip here, and it's about what was taking place in the hospitals in New York and also around the country, where they were killing the patients. This is a part of the all for money. They were by killing people, getting very, very wealthy by killing people. And then I want you to comment, because you've got that medical background. So go ahead and take her away, Craig.
Can a scam so huge be kept a secret by so many people? We have reached the capstone of our nauseating COVID pyramid. We shall name the capstone M&M, Money and Murder in Hospitals. Shocking as it may sound, we've seen it before. Remember the unjust administering of the killer drug midazolam in the UK, as shown in Part 19? Well, The US and many other countries had their own version called Remdesivir. Here's what happened. Hospitals were given incentives, as in money, for each and every COVID casualty. According to whistleblowers, investigative journalists, lawyers, and specialists, hospitals in the US have been receiving $13,000 for every admitted COVID patient. There have been financial extras for every COVID test, for every positive outcome. If patients were treated with the only prescribed drug, Remdesivir, the hospital received yet another bonus, 20% of the entire hospital bill of the patient. Then, for every patient put on a ventilator, the hospital received $39,000. And if that patient officially died of COVID-19, they got yet another $13,000. That's a lot of money. According to attorney Thomas Renz and CMS whistleblowers, the hospitals receive approximately $100,000 per COVID casualty if the above protocol was followed. Now, the thing is, the American hospitals receive this money in advance, based on the COVID predictions, based on the flawed models of people like Burks. If the hospitals didn't actually meet those models, they had to pay that money back at a later stage. And we're talking millions of dollars here. So, what happened? Everybody who was admitted to a hospital, for instance because of a car accident, or because of cancer, or diabetes, or kidney failure, everybody got a PCR test to start with. Due to the ridiculous amount of cycles, there was an abundance of false positives. False positives equals positives, equals COVID patients, equals money. Hence the sunrise in COVID patients. Then, Remdesivir left its detrimental mark, just like Midazolam had done in the UK. You see, Remdesivir is not a new drug. It was used in 2018 during the West African Ebola outbreak. It was known to have severe adverse effects, such as kidney damage, liver damage, and even death. Yet, in 2020, Anthony Fauci directed that Remdesivir was to be the drug hospitals used to treat COVID-19, hence the incentives. So, what happened next? Those poor patients only got worse, after which they were put on a ventilator. After all, that was yet another bonus of many thousands of dollars pouring straight into the pockets of the hospitals. Now, the problem with ventilators is that the patient is put into an induced coma. His or her breathing is taken over by a machine that puts extra pressure on the lungs, called baropressure. In the case of damaged lungs due to, for instance, pneumonia, those lungs will only get worse. They will not be able to deal with the increased pressure. The chances of that patient recovering, of being able to be taken off the ventilator and to start breathing by himself, are very, very small. Combined with organ failure as a result of Remdesivir, the chances of that patient ever leaving the hospital alive are next to nothing. Is Dr. McCullough correct? Is it mass psychosis?
There is a product which is proven to cause renal failure and hepatic injury. Doctors continue to give the product, causing more kidney injury. I have over 500 publications on kidney injury. I'm telling you, it contributes to death without a doubt. That is mass psychosis.
Is Dr. McCullough correct? Is it mass psychosis? Or are we talking murder here? Mass murder? Genocide? We think so. Why? Because the hospitals knew. The incentives were simply too massive to reject. Man's biggest temptation was deployed by the cabal, the almighty dollar. We have learned from history that not many people are capable of saying no. And so, hospitals, medical doctors, specialists, even nurses succumbed to temptation and sold their soul to the highest bidder. Not all of them, thank God. Those who follow their heart and remain true to their oath of Hippocrates to help those in need are now called whistleblowers. Thanks to them, we can tell you what happened behind closed doors.
Is hospitalized and able to be declared COVID positive. They also receive a bonus. I think the total is something like $30,000 incentive if somebody gets put on the vent. Then they get a bonus if somebody is declared dead with COVID. So they have an incentive at the front end to declare somebody COVID case. The CDC made a determination that they were going to make a core assumption if PCR positive and you die, that is death due to COVID. So the extreme example, just to show the absurdity, if the patient comes in with a bullet hole to the head and they do a nose swab and they come up PCR positive, they're determined to have died from COVID when in fact they died from lead poisoning.
That's real?
Yeah.
So that it really is true that if someone has a gunshot wound and they're dying of that gunshot wound and you check them for COVID, and if they're COVID positive and they die, they mark that off as a COVID death.
That is by definition from the CDC. That was a decision that was made early on.
90% of the people put on ventilators died. 90%. You have a better chance with Russian roulette, literally, okay?
Protocol.
That's a protocol. So listen, and not only is it a protocol, but they get paid to do it a lot. When you go to the hospital, you get tested. They get paid more. When you get admitted for COVID, they get paid more. When they put you on remdesivir, they get paid more. When you get ventilated, they get paid more. When you die, they get paid more. This is perverse.
We cannot even begin to describe the tragedy brought upon thousands of innocent people. Not only were they administered on false pretenses and treated wrongly on purpose, not only were their chances of ever getting out alive reduced to almost zero, they were also denied visits from their loved ones. They were denied food and water. As they became underfed and dehydrated to the point of dying, they were denied physical consoling contact with loved ones. They were denied a priest during their last hours. Their loved ones were denied access to medical records. The COVID scam, based on nothing more than politics, destroyed hundreds of thousands of lives. All because of incentives upon incentives, bonus upon bonus, piles of money upon piles of money. Even the coroners receive government money if they put COVID-19 on death certificates. The cabal had thought of everything. The one place you should be safe, the one place where you should be handled with love, care, and compassion had turned into a prison camp. A place where you are most welcome, as you are worth $100,000. That is, if protocols are followed and you never leave that place alive. This sounds like a horror movie, don't you think? And we fully understand if you simply choose to refuse believing us. We too wish we were wrong, misled by conspiracy theorists and their crazy stories. But unfortunately, we lost dear friends who experienced this all the way to the bitter end. We will give you a few examples. This was our dear friend, Veronica Wolski. She became famous on social media as a freedom advocate who spent every weekend on a bridge in Chicago, putting up her banners with slogans that made people think. She made them with great love and care. She was always there, no matter how cold the weather. Drivers would honk and wave, letting her know she was not alone in her passionate fight against the cabal. We were in contact via Messenger. She sent us Q bracelets to hand out at our events. She was ever so proud to meet General Flynn, our hero, who never gave up fighting for the rights and liberties of the American people. We were so happy for her, and so proud. One day she wrote us how tired and weary she felt, and how much physical effort it cost to be on that bridge every weekend. She had trouble breathing. She started taking ivermectin, but was unfortunately administered to Chicago's Resurrection Hospital. Her every wish was denied, from continuing treatment with ivermectin to seeing family and friends. Veronica was put on remdesivir, which she had repeatedly refused. Her power of attorney, Nancy Ross, was removed by hospital security on several occasions. Even General Flynn tried to intervene and get her out. They got to the point where an ambulance was waiting to transfer Veronica to another hospital. All the care she needed was there. But at the very last moment, the hospital refused to authorize her release. Veronica didn't stand a chance and died all alone as a medical prisoner in a Catholic hospital. Her official cause of death? COVID-19.
One of our Dutch friends, Dennis, nearly lost his wife Lisa due to maltreatment in the Jeroen Bos Hospital in Den Bosch, the Netherlands. She went in for hyperventilation and back pain. The first thing the doctor did was a nose swab. The PCR ran 44 cycles, something Dennis found out later after questioning the doctor. With a 100% chance of getting a false positive, she indeed got labeled positive and was treated as a COVID patient from that moment on. Her back pain and hyperventilation were completely ignored. Then, on day two, Dennis was asked for consent to put Lisa on Regenkov. Dennis did some quick research and said no, absolutely not. What the doctors hadn't told him was that Regenkov is an investigational drug. It is experimental. According to the FDA, it can only be used in a case of emergency and only as post-exposure prophylaxis therapy, which means only after exposure to the virus as damage control. It will keep you out of the hospital, or so the FDA claims. In other words, and please remember this, for it may one day save your life. Regenkov is an experimental drug that may only be used for people, not patients, people who have been in close contact with COVID patients but who do not have COVID symptoms themselves just yet, or only mild to moderate ones. These people should be tested by means of a PCR test, and then, if they too come out as positive, and if they are at high risk of developing severe COVID-19, including hospitalization or death, only then can they be given this experimental drug called Regenkov. Short recap. If you have been close to a COVID patient, as in less than 6 feet away, you could very well be contaminated with this killer virus, okay? Now, even though this killer virus has never been isolated and thus proven to exist, even though there were never excess mortality rates until they started the vaccination program, that is, more about which in the next episode, even though the official amount of casualties was equal to that of a mild flu, even though the PCR was never meant to be used for diagnostic purposes, and it cannot tell you whether you have COVID or not, even though we now know that too many cycles will give you a false positive outcome, even though, according to the FDA, you may not be in a hospital setting when the emergency use of Regenkov may be considered, but simply at home with no COVID symptoms at all or just mild ones, even though you must belong to that small group of people who are at high risk for developing severe COVID-19, including hospitalization or death, only then may the use of Regenkov be considered. So, my question in this particular case is, why on earth did this doctor want to give Lisa Regenkov? She was in the hospital already. Let's stick to the almighty protocol here, shall we? What this doctor did was not allowed by any of the authorities. As a matter of fact, it was and is a criminal offense. Why give Lisa a COVID damage control drug when she went in with back pain and hyperventilation complaints? And how on earth can this drug be used in emergency situations when you are still at home with hardly any symptoms? Define emergency, please. And finally, how can the person put on Regenkov be closely monitored by a doctor when he or she is not in a hospital? Let's take a look at the possible side effects of this drug, shall we? It can cause anaphylaxis, a serious allergic reaction that can cause death within minutes or hours. It can cause serious abnormalities in one's heartbeat and blood pressure. My! But wait for it. The other known adverse reactions are chills, fever, difficulty breathing, nausea, chest pain, muscle pain, headache, fatigue, sore throat, and weakness. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? These are the identical alleged COVID symptoms. My, what a coincidence. So, if you die from Regenkov, how easy is it to put COVID-19 on your death certificate? Is this why fully vaccinated people are not allowed to be treated with Regenkov? Because it's bad for statistics? Oh, and here's another one to ponder. If Regenkov is not to be used in the case of COVID variants, but only for the original COVID-19, can anybody please tell us how variants are detected in a person? If the PCR is unreliable for diagnosis, period, do you really believe it can be used to detect variants? Had Lisa been given Regenkov, as suggested by a doctor, her chances of ever getting out of that hospital alive would have been, well, basically zero. Her cause of death would have been COVID-19. After all, she had all the symptoms, right? Thank God, both Dennis and Lisa know enough about the COVID scam to be on high alert. What happened next? On day three, she was given morphine. Do you know how hard it is to get morphine in the Netherlands, even in a hospital? I do, from personal experience. You have to be in so much pain and beg for it, and even then, still most doctors refuse to give it, as it is highly addictive. True, absolutely. So why the heck give it to alleged COVID patients? After 2 days, Dennis insisted they take her off the morphine. Long story short, after a week in the hospital's COVID department with no fluids and no IV, she was completely exhausted, dehydrated, and ready to die. Dennis and a friend insisted she be moved to the ICU, where she was put on a ventilator that took over her breathing. Within a day in the ICU, she was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. Whether or not this is correct is still to be seen. After 6 days in the ICU and 4 more weeks of physical therapy, Dennis could finally take her home. If he hadn't been so insisting, he asked for blood test results and medical reports every single day to the point of driving the nurses and doctors crazy, we doubt Lisa would have made it. Another dear friend from the Netherlands, Arjuna, was hospitalized on November 17, 2021. His complaints? Exhaustion. His wife Nora bought a saturation meter and measured a low 65. She called their family doctor, who immediately called for an ambulance. On the way to the hospital, Arjuna was given oxygen, to which he responded very well. Within 15 minutes, his saturation level had gone up to 90. Arjuna was administered to the local hospital, where he was tested for COVID and found positive. But all seemed well. With just a bit of oxygen, his saturation level remained steady just over 90. If only the story had ended there. That night, Arjuna was put on a cocktail of norepinephrine, rucuronium, propofol, sufentanil, and midazolam. Enough to put an elephant down. Arjuna was put on a ventilator and sank into a deep coma. Why? Nobody knows, except the doctors who refused to tell what happened that night. On day two, a doctor called Nora and asked for her consent to treat Arjuna with Regenkov. She said it was an experimental drug, but didn't add any information. Nora said no and insisted Arjuna be treated according to the Math Plus protocol, but her request was denied. Once again, why for God's sake suggest Regenkov? Arjuna was in the hospital, on oxygen, and on a ventilator. That's 3 times a no-go, according to the officials. That same night, Nora was told by a nurse that they had deepened her husband's comatose state, as he had started to breathe by himself. Instead of taking him off the ventilator, they had given him more narcotics. Nora then talked to another doctor and repeated her Math Plus protocol request, but he too said he had to follow the hospital's protocol. On day 7, Arjuna was transferred to the Jeroen Bos Hospital in Den Bosch, the same hospital that had almost killed our friend Lisa. Arjuna was given more midazolam, fentanyl, and other sedatives. On day 14, the doctors turned the ventilator off. Arjuna died, leaving Nora behind, devastated and inconsolable. His official cause of death? COVID-19.
Take a syringe out and started coming at me, and I said, no, no, no.
Minutes, help arrived. The first thing they did was give him an injection.
Take a syringe, an EMT, take a syringe out and started coming at me, and I said, no, 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 what the? And he said, just going to calm me down, boss. It went in and it went black.
7 hours later, he woke up in a hospital on a ventilator. As he remembered, he had come out of the car crash unharmed. He pulled out the ventilator tube, the IV in his arm, and the catheter. He got up and went to a desk with some nurses and asked,
why did you put me on a ventilator? Does it look like I'm having any trouble whatsoever breathing? I'm standing?
The answer was, because you have COVID.
And I said, even if that's true, that you tested me for COVID, that ventilator is a late stage, last resort, hyper-invasive thing that you've done. What did you give to me? First thing she says is propofol. And I said, oh, the thing that killed Michael Jackson, great. And then she mentioned fentanyl and morphine.
It was only because of his strong attitude that he left that hospital alive. He then tried to reach as many people as possible on social media to tell his shocking tale and to share his warning.
Be extra, extra careful no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Avoid the hospital.
As we edit this voiceover, thousands of people are literally being murdered by doctors and nurses. And to be honest, if you had told us this a year ago, we would not have believed you. But now, we have seen this living nightmare up close and personal. Not only that, we receive these horrid accounts on a daily basis from across the world. Do you want to hear healthcare whistleblowers? Do you want to know what you can do to save your life or that of a loved one? Then follow me to part 23.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This word is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Play that song for Wendy because I know she likes it, don't you, Wendy?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Has Joe ever sang a song for you?
I don't
don't think so. Go ahead, Joe.
No, not like this.
All right, there you go.
You know, I had a question for you, Wendy. Who says death doesn't pay?
Right, that's exactly what you just heard when that clip. That's what it is. Money answers all things.
Yeah, and that's what we're... Now, the clip we played about a week ago was from New York hospitals. We had these nurses, Joe, you might remember, the two nurses, and they were crying. They were crying because they were saying, you're going to kill those patients if you do that. You know that. You know that you're going to... And they were told to go to another department. They moved them out so that they could continue to kill the patients. Virtually, they said, well, that's where the money's at. Killing the patients is where the money's at. And last week, they named those hospitals that they were in there in New York. But it's, you know, again, this is happening. A half a million people that die every year in this from hospitals,
Yeah, do you remember in the 1700s, 1800s, you know, hospitals had a reputation of that's where you go if you're going to die. You know, that's people didn't come out of hospitals back then. So we've kind of come full circle, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, they did the mercury treatments and the bloodletting and all that nonsense. And, you know, they were practicing alchemy then. They're practicing alchemy today because they put heavy metals in your vaccines.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's, you know, big pharma, pharmakia means poison. It's poison, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just talking to a lady today. She was at the post office, and I was standing in line. I had to get some stamps, and we were just chatting it up, and she said that she's like on 6 or 8 drugs, and she said it's changed her skin. Her skin used to be soft and supple, and now it's all rough and a different color. She says, I don't even recognize myself. I said, well, maybe you should look at an alternative. You know?
Yeah. Try something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are coming to this realization as they're on these medications. I don't feel good. I don't feel like myself. I don't look like myself. You know, and they call their doctor up and like, don't you have something else? I said, you take away their prescription drug pad and they have no tools. So
yeah.
They're not going to give you something else. They're not going to say, hey, you know, go get the supplements. They're not going to tell you that.
You know, the medical community has really taken a huge shot to their credibility. I mean, and I've had my discussions with a number of medical doctors now. And it's like they're purposely, they close their minds to things that they're not supposed to hear. You know, in other words, they know this, but you know, they're going to try to justify. This is what we were taught. We weren't really taught anything about pharmakia, pharmacy. We never really had a lot. So we're going to just trust what the AMA or whatever, whoever is telling us here. Even their gut tells them not to do that, huh?
Well, I mean, if that's their attitude, they're just big drug reps. That's what they are.
In other words, I had one woman who, this happened some years ago when my son Matt was when he was young. I took him into his what do you call pediatrician and she came out and she was a nice lady. She was from like African descent, and she said he has not had his vaccines. And I said, well, he's not going to get his vaccines because I know what's in those, and you do too. And you know, I got a little sharp with her,
mm-hmm.
and I says, you shouldn't be pushing them. I said, are you getting your own children? Do you use those on your own children? And instead of answering me yes or no, she said, before you start judging me, I want you to know something. My sister died of AIDS, and when she died of AIDS, she left me her 4 children. And I'm her only relative. I have her four children, and I have my four children, okay? And I'm raising these children. I'm a single mother raising these children. And I cannot afford to lose my job. And I have to do whatever it takes. And if it means I have to push these vaccines, I'll push these vaccines to keep my job. And that was her. But then she never did answer a question when I asked her, did your children get these shots? She never did answer that question. But so I said, I see where she's coming from. I can understand that. You know, you're looking here. These are the kids, but two wrongs never make a right, do they?
Well, her explanation is, you know, why not just say, yes, my eight children have been fully vaccinated? You know, why go into that explanation of, you know, I have to, you know, pay for their upkeep and I have to do whatever it takes, you know? So she knows the vaccines are harmful, but she's justifying it because she's got to take care of eight children.
Well, I had another example of, Wendy, I had another example. I had two missionaries, a husband and wife. They were both doctors. They were both doctors, and they were missionaries, and they worked off this medical ship. It's a big ship. It's, you know, filled with doctors, and they go around to these poor countries. And they push these vaccines. Well, they're allowed to take their children with them. And I asked them because I said, I tell you, I don't like these vaccines, to tell you the truth. I don't really. And I asked them right there on the air, have you had your children? Have they take all these vaccines? And they said they don't have to. We're doctors, and we know what to look for, and we don't. They don't have to have a vaccine because we can spot something if it's happening, and, you know, and nip it at the bud. And so what does that tell you?
That's BS. That's what that was.
Yeah.
You know, because do you know Dr. Oz?
No, I don't. I don't.
Who he is. Yeah,
the celebrity doctor. You know. He's running for office. Wasn't he running for anyway? He had a TV show for a while, and then he was guest appearing on a lot of morning news shows and so forth, and talk
Oprah
shows.
Winfrey and all that.
Yes. And so, you know, you have to wonder about a medical doctor that, you know, goes into media rather than staying in medicine, right? But he was on one of the talk shows, Good Morning America, I believe, and this was probably 20 years ago, okay? And he was pushing the flu shot. People need to go, you know, it was flu season. People need to go get their flu shot and blah, blah, blah. So I have to laugh because the female anchor on that show just piped up and says, well, Dr. Oz, do you and your family get a flu shot? And And there was a brief pause, wasn't too long of a pause, but he says, no, we do not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at least he was honest about it, you know?
Yeah.
But he's telling everybody else to go get it, right?
Well, put it this way.
Here's the answer to the whole thing. You and I have done survivors from China, Cuba, North Korea. They've all said, stop the talk of socialism. You don't want to go there. You don't want to live under socialism. Well, the other day, this lady, Yuzhi Van Fleet, a survivor of Mao's communism, she was on TV, and she was telling how you don't want to live like this. She said, I lived where the government controls all decisions. It tells you what job you can have, where you can live, what you can cook, what school you can go to, what courses you can take. And she went down this list. There's no freedom. And she said, socialism is the initial state of this communism. And this is what we're seeing right now. The CDC, the NIH, controlling medicine, using money to control the hospitals. We're seeing the corrupt deep state selling out, you know, for money, for power. We're seeing us become this communist state where what? The government wants to control all the decisions, health or not. And there's no rights to the individual. There's no freedom. And like if you're in the hospital and you get COVID and you die because you're on a ventilator, well, one less useless eater, one
so
person they didn't need.
Let me ask you then.
Going on.
So was that woman, was she from California?
I can't remember. She's in one of the states.
Because everything you mentioned, that's what they do in California.
Exactly. And you know what they're doing now? They just came out and they have a new thing where they are going to raise the minimum wage in California. They're going to raise it to from $15 an hour to $22 an hour. And here we have an economy where the restaurants are barely hanging on. They're making single-digit profit margins. And their labor costs have gone up 60%, the cost of the menu 20%. And McDonald's even came out and said if this passes, this that they're trying to put through the legislature, McDonald's could leave California.
Wouldn't that be something,
I mean,
huh?
They actually said that. A McDonald's person said they could actually leave California. And you had Newsom out there today, and Governor Newsom was out telling people that they have to stop charging their electric vehicles because they're having rolling blackouts and electric shortages. And what did they just do yesterday? They said they're going to ban all gasoline cars by 2035. And yet today he's saying don't charge your electric vehicle because we don't have the electric power. Now, what kind of insanity is this?
It's about you not being able to get around. That's what that is. Let me ask you guys that. Do you think if this, God forbid, America goes and accepts communism, do you think there's any coming back from that?
No. First of all, let me explain what's happening there. Look, you have to learn to obey your master. Now, what the elite are trying to get across to the people is look, we're going to eliminate this middle class. We're going to have two classes, the very wealthy and then the proletariat. You have to understand and you have to learn, okay, that we, the elite, the very wealthy, we can do this. We can live in luxury. We don't have to worry about our power being cut off. We are the elite. You're not. You're going to have to learn to live with what we tell you. You're going to have to learn to accept what we tell you. This is the whole mindset of the Democratic Communist Party. They're trying to, and they're thinking, what's taking you so long to figure this out? We're in charge. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She lives in a lap of luxury, right? Those people that came to her walled-in mansion, they wanted some help. They wanted some food, and that they called the police to get rid of her, okay? Right now, Joe Obama just spent a huge amount of taxpayers' dollars to build a wall around one of his mansions. They're trying to tell you, get used to it, get used to it. We're the elite, okay? This world belongs to us. You're only here as long as we allow you to be here. And this is the whole mindset. And again, remember, they want to depopulate the planet. That's the message they're trying to get.
California governor does not, I found out he does not have an electric vehicle. Newsom doesn't have an electric vehicle, but he's pushing for everybody to get to have these cars by 2035. You can't afford them.
You're supposed to do what he says, not what he does. You're supposed to. You have to understand. Hypocrisy to us.
Understand, this is craziness, what's going on. They have to see it for what it is. You can't have white and black and both be the same. It doesn't work, right?
Look. How long is it going to take you to understand, Joe? They've been telling you over and telling you over. You people are simple-minded. You're simple-minded people. We're the elite. You're supposed to simply do what we tell you to do. And
believe what we tell you. Yeah, but I guess I'm simple-minded, but I'm stubborn, and I believe in the truth, and I know the difference between right and wrong, good and bad. And I know when they are trying to deceive, it's very obvious. And it's our job to be watchmen on the wall and tell people out there, the California listeners, these people that you have running for office are crazy. They are going to destroy your state. And that state is what? Is it the fifth largest nation in the world, actually, if you looked at it separately? They're bringing it down, and when it goes down, it'll bring this whole nation down.
What did Lenin say? And Marx, say one thing, say another. Go this way, go that way. In other words, keep the people confused, keep them off balance, keep them unsure. They're easier to control that way. And that's exactly what they're doing. So when you say, well, what are these people, have they lost their mind? Don't they know that that the boys and girls are different? Don't they know that men can't have babies? Don't they? Of course they know these things. The idea is to keep you confused, to make you wonder, okay? In other words, like, to make you think, what is happening here? Has the entire world gone insane? And that's the whole purpose, is to keep you, to be able to control you through fear.
Yep, fear. Well, you look at everything. They're telling you, here we have a food shortage. We have an energy shortage. We're watching Europe collapse. They're warning about people dying from the cold. And what are we doing right now? New York, Governor Hochul, is out there. She's using the FEMA funds to house illegals in fancy hotels. Millions of dollars to put the illegals up in fancy hotels, but not $1 for the veterans or the ones that are homeless that are suffering or the poor citizens. So here's, you have all this money from the federal emergency funds. It's like we've gotten rid of our stockpile of oil stockpile emergency reserve of that. Now we're getting rid of our reserve FEMA funds.
Okay.
These people
Joe,
are setting us up.
What have we been telling people that is coming around the 1st of November? Now, this is coming right from the top military in China, okay?
Yeah.
The top military in China has said that around November they may invade the United States. That right now the United States is being weakened. Its military is being weakened. You've got Milley in there. You've got Austin in there. You've got, what are they doing? Well, we're shipping all of our ammunition over to the Ukraine. It's not going into that
ammunition shortage.
Well, I know, but you see, you have to understand, it's hitting the black market. It's got nothing. It's not going to where it's supposed to be going. It's hitting the black market. People are getting rich, and there's some of that being kicked back, right back to, guess what, guess who? The Obama, are the, and these people always have a way, they always have a way of profiting off of other people's misery.
Misery. I think what China's going to do is go after, Taiwan, and people are going to be so happy they didn't attack us, they're going to just back off and let them have it. But
if they threaten to invade us, we're going to hear from the Obama or the Joe Obama and Milley in Austin is, we cannot, we're too weak, we cannot win a war with China. The best thing we can do is just abide by whatever their demands are. In other words, they're selling us out day by day.
Yeah, well, some of us aren't going to take it.
Well, you know, that's what they want you to do. They want to say, let's get that old preacher out there in Missouri, because we've got us 785 new
FEMA pastors,
Yeah, IRS agents with guns to go after. And we're going to shut these churches down. We're going to shut these conservative Baptist churches down. And we're going to shut the small business down. We're in cahoots, you know, with the woke, the big corporations. And we're going to do them a favor by eliminating all the mom-and-pop stores. There's too many of them. We can better control the big corporations.
Well, I heard they were going after the Amish now, shutting down their farms and everything.
That's a test to see if people will take it. So far, there hasn't been enough of an uprising against it. But we're out of time.
Oh, wow. Already, it goes fast.
Yeah, whenever Wendy's here, it goes fast. So, but I got to tell folks one more time before, while we're still here, I got to tell them about Wendy, that they need to get prepared with that medicine. And you can do that by going to thepowerherbs.com, the Power Herbs, or 866-229-3663. Get stocked up on some real, actual, natural medicines. The booklet tells you what you'll need for whatever ailment you may have. And it's coming this winter. Believe me, get ready. You need to. No. But even more important than that, and, you know, I wanted to hit one thing that we didn't get to. Maybe I can get to it tomorrow. Articles of impeachment of Biden filed by Republicans yesterday. They filed articles of impeachment yesterday. And I want to, yeah, I want to get to this tomorrow. But right now, folks, again, something that's more vital, because some of you someday might get the chicken pox, or you might get all of these things that's happening, but you might not. But one thing for sure is you're going to die. Every one of you out there listening to me tonight, you're going to die. That's a fact, because it's appointed for that. And when you die, every one of you, you're going to, there's a judgment. It's appointed all men once to die, and then the judgment. You all will go to either heaven or hell. You're going to go to heaven or hell. There's no doubt about it. That'll happen. It doesn't matter what you believe. You say, well, I don't choose to believe that. You will believe it. There's no chance that you won't, because there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. So, Joe, Wendy, what do they have to do? One, do they have to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness? Is repentance necessary for salvation, Joe?
Absolutely necessary. Without repentance, there can be no salvation, no forgiveness, no mercy.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact, Jack.
All right. So then after they've done that, this is what the Lord Jesus instructed. Then they call upon him. He's the way, the truth, and the light. They call upon him. They ask him to be the Lord of their life, all of their life, without any reservations. They have to put him first. That's what he says. You got to put him first. And if they do that, okay, will he honor that commitment?
Absolutely.
Okay. And will they become a new creature, a born-again believer, and an heir of the kingdom?
Yep.
And then?
An heir with Jesus.
Amen. And then will they be filled with the Holy Spirit and dwelt?
Yep.
Okay.
Down payment on eternal life.
And that's a fact, right? Now,
God's word on it.
Will they be on the road to immortality, according to God?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, is there anything in this life that can match that?
No.
There's nothing.
I can't even remotely come close.
That's the best deal you'll ever get, right?
Hey, let me put it this way. Personally, being born again was such a wonderful change in my life, the joy, the happiness, the peace, that even if I didn't get eternal life, giving myself to the Lord was worth every minute of it. And I have been...
And that's a
the
fact.
The greatest part of my life.
We're out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.